That was... I'm going to try and pronounce this.
This is a tough one, folks.
Marjan Mosetich. Mosetich?
I say Marjan Mazetic.
Marjan Mazetic.
Or Mazetic.
Mazetic.
We're not sure where the emphasis on the syllables belongs, but great piece, just a wonderful piece.
And it was called Flying Swans. And that was from the Canadian Classics I Saw Eternity, featuring the Allura Festival singers, conducted by the one and only Noel Edison. So...
And this is the one that the singers were nominated for, the Juno nomination.
For the Juno nomination?
Yes.
Oh, and they are
and
great.
It's all Canadian content, too, with an emphasis on living composers.
Yes. And before that, we played... Because the Allura Festival is representative of so many different types of music. So there are all kinds of classical artists playing. There are... I know you're celebrating... There are several anniversaries you're celebrating, I believe... Benjamin
yes.
Britten is one.
Yeah, Britten as
and
well as Verdi.
Verdi is the first one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Which is, I believe...
This Friday. Opening night, Verdi's Requiem.
Opening night. And then before that, we played Stephen Page, A Singer Must Die, with the Art of Time Ensemble. Of course, he's performing on July 27th, right?
You got it.
Okay. And then again this weekend, we at the Gambrel Barn, the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra is coming in. So we wanted to talk about that and... There's also another, and both of us are very excited about this. Tell me a little bit about Sonic Escape.
Oh, Sonic Escape. I'm not even sure where to start. I am so excited about this show. They are a trio from New York, violin, flute, and cello, Juilliard graduates, and they have this engaging performance style. They draw
That's
the audience
true.
In. They talk to the audience. They all have backgrounds in singing and acting, and they put together these really, really fantastic interpretations of all sorts of different music. You know, there's some Scandinavian elements in there, Asian folk music as well, Celtic folk music, and then they weave it all together seamlessly with lots of nods to classical repertoire. And it's just fantastic. You have to see them in performance. And for anybody out there, have a look on YouTube. They've got lots of great performances. You can see them in action.
You can see them in action was what I did earlier on today. And I think this will be a festival highlight, actually.
Absolutely.
I think this is going to be great. I have this queued up on YouTube. Delirium.
Oh, yes. Delirium. We were just going to talk about this Sunday's show on July the 14th at 4 o'clock. Manitoba Chamber Orchestra are bringing Isabel Bayrak-Darian with them. She's a world-famous classical soprano, and she's not only well-known in classical circles, but has also done lots of other interesting things, including contributing to the soundtrack for Lord of the Rings and doing session work with other genres of music, including electronic music from Canada's own Delirium from out west, who have members that were in Frontline Assembly and Skinny
right.
Puppy.
And you know what? That's how we have a Skinny Puppy connection, actually,
mm-hmm.
because this goes back to my other identity at the video store. But you came in to get a Skinny Puppy DVD, and
that's
I went,
right,
that's
yes.
really cool. And years ago, I interviewed them when they were at the Fed Hall, when Severed Heads opened up for them, which, and I love Skinny Puppy, because they have a kind of a filmic, like, I think, isn't one of the members, wasn't he interested in getting into film, like directing film?
Oh, yes. And, you know, you can really see that in their video footage for their music. It's very, very cinematic. And their performances are... It's not a traditional music concert. It's a sensory experience.
It is.
And they were very, very influential to me as a musician when I was younger as well.
You're a musician as well? That doesn't surprise me.
Yes.
What do you play?
Guitar? Oh, I play all sorts of things. I started with guitar and then moved into doing electronics. And I've been... You know, composing electroacoustic and music concrete music, experimental industrial, 20th century post-classical.
Amazing.
And when I was younger, I also played in several punk and hardcore and heavy metal bands. So
around the area?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
You may remember Mind Sculpture and Shades of Lividity and acts
you.
Like that. That was
oh,
me.
Oh, I remember Mind Sculpture. Oh,
not
man.
Many people can forget if they've seen a performance back in the late 80s, early 90s.
I think I did. I just can't remember where. That's interesting. Yeah, because your name is familiar to me. I thought, where do I know Jared from? There's another connection here. doesn't surprise me that you have gone into this amazing field where you can use your music knowledge mm-hmm. to teach people and broaden horizons.
And, you know, I'm really passionate about music, and it takes all kinds of music to suit the different moods that a person goes through.
It's true.
During a day, let alone a lifetime. And I think that our festival represents that diversity as well.
Definitely. That is definitely a good point. And it does. Music is sort of, I used to say music is the nth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about music. I can cry so easily at a piece of music if it's a stirring piece of music. It strikes you somehow.
It does. And a lot of psychologists will talk about and study the emotional impact of music. And there's lots of really, really good evidence to suggest that it's absolutely crucial to a person's well-being and sense of good health.
I think it sort of releases a part of you that you don't really have control over, a passionate part.
That could be, yes.
I think so. I don't know what it is, but it makes you either very happy or very sad or
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it does. It
pulls at the heartstrings.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, I would like to thank you so much for being my guest.
It's been a real pleasure.
This was great fun. For just before we play our last track, which is actually going to be Delirium featuring Isabel Byrick-Darien, and she's going to be doing a piece called Angelicus, can you tell people where they can find more information about the Alora Festival Celebration
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely. I would direct people to our website. It's replete with information, and you can purchase tickets right there. Visit www.alorafestival.com. Or you can stop by our storefront in Alora at 136 Metcalf Street and say hello.
Well, thank you so much once again, Jared. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
That was Delirium featuring Isabel by Rockdarian, who is going to be playing at the Aurora Festival this weekend with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Gambrel Barn. So my special guest has been Jared Davidson from the Aurora Festival. He's in charge of marketing and promotions and all kinds of stuff. I have a special request coming up for him in just a few minutes. But if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM. My special guest was Jared Davidson of the Aurora Festival. It opens this weekend and runs till August 4th. There are so many world-class performers in intimate settings, especially the Gambrel Barn. If you haven't been there, it is a sensory experience, as Jared described. Go to www.aurorafestival.com for more information. And for Jared, this is for you from Coral FM on Sound FM. Glass on Coral FM. That was Philip Glass and Symphony No. 3, Movement No. 4 from The Hours. That was Michael Reisman and the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra. And of course, they're playing the Alora Music Festival this Sunday. So my special guest was Jared Davidson, and I'd like to thank him very much for coming in. And before that, the Sex Pistols, Bodies, and before that, Delirium with Isabel Bayrak-Darian. Angelicus, and she is also performing with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra this weekend. So as I mentioned, go to the Alora Festival website for more information. It's going to be happening. It's running from, I believe, July 12th to August 4th, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure. Like, it's 4 weeks. So if you have a chance to get out there, you should go, because it is an amazing sensory experience wherever you go. I have one more track left to play, and this is Sonic Escape. They're also playing the Alora Festival's The Sonic Escape, Mosquito Blue on Coral FM. I'll talk to you all next week on Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel line 46 on digital cable, 100.3 on your analog dial. Here is Sonic Escape. Thank you. Thank you.